Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here.
And Gina, and we're doing a joint boo.
There's this new beer that came out. Well, it's called Not Your Father's Root Beer. Let's see. All with the taste of spices. 5.9% alcohol by volume, I think. I'm gonna open that bad boy. Here's your keys back.
Thanks.
She had a key thing. Bottle opener and her key ring. That's what I was going for.
Jessamica has a matching one. Dad gave it to her when she came to visit last year.
Okay. I already opened hers.
Yeah.
So we're going to try this. We had a really nice night tonight. I went over to my mom's boyfriend's house and we had ribs and potato salad. And well, it was scalloped potatoes. Pasta salad. Macaroni salad and scalloped taters.
And bread.
And this bread with this garlic herb butter that was really good.
Yeah,
and
it was.
And this dessert, deviled eggs, and this dessert, it was like strawberry, well, it was white cake with strawberry jello in the middle of it. Or something
was,
like that.
Angel food cake with strawberries.
Well, yeah, but there was like this strawberry gelatin in the middle of
it. That I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. And Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Cool Whip. Yeah. All right, let's try.
And our bartender friend said it tastes like root beer.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Oh. That's good.
That is good.
It does taste like root beer, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That is good.
That is worth $4.50 a bottle. Dad got it. Gave it to Bob for his birthday. He got him two bottles, and he said, I would have given him, you know, a whole six-pack, but he wanted to see if we liked it first.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to be having next time we go over to Zooey's.
Yeah. But yeah, that is really, really smooth.
And that's beer?
It's a root beer. It's an alcoholic root beer.
Sorry. I know there are those that don't like burping and things.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Well, you'd be surprised. I was surprised that Ernie thinks that burps and farts are funny.
I know!
Because we were talking and we were sharing some of our awesome fart stories over at the birthday dinner. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, that's...
And then Ernie started talking about the Navy, and I was enthralled for like an hour.
Yeah.
This is too good.
Yep.
She was right.
Yep.
She's bad, but good. Like, because she said it wasn't going to taste like alcohol, and it doesn't.
Yep.
It smells like root beer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
That is good.
Yeah, it is. Would you get it again?
Yeah. So.
We did have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm starting to, I'm really feeling the effects of yesterday's bowling.
I know. My legs have been hurting.
It's my left hip and back is just, it's stiff and sore. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I suggested to Bob's mom and her boyfriend that we all four go bowling, and they were like, that'd be fun.
Yep. So.
Is it your birthday yet?
Let's see. Looks like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, yay. Bring in audio boo on your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bring in your birthday on audio boo is what I meant.
Yep.
Oh, this is good.
So, we're watching this show right now. Well, it's paused, but called Facing Evil with Candace DeLong. Excuse me. Well, this is really good stuff, but it comes back on you. But that's all right.
Warning, I'll put in the description, warning, this audio boo does contain belching.
Yep.
Skip if you do not like.
Yeah. But yeah, Candace DeLong, who was, well, she's on, she does this show, well, she does a lot of the shows on ID Discovery, but one of the main ones she does is called Deadly Women, which is an excellent show. It's about women who kill people.
Yeah.
And, you know, documentary series, but she's talking one-on-one with one of the Craigslist killers.
John, I don't know his
something
last
or
name.
Other, and he, this was the one who found this one guy on Craigslist who liked to be smothered, and then the guy wanted it to turn sexual, and he didn't like it, so they got into a tussle over a knife. He got cut in the finger and went crazy and stabbed the guy like 50 times, but I don't think that Candace believes his story.
I don't. But I'm a
skeptic. It's a little flimsy, but I don't know. You get crazy when the... You get crazy when the adrenaline starts going.
Crazy? Yeah. Is that your birthday yet?
Less than a minute to go.
How many more minutes do we have on the booth?
3.5.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, this is, let's see here, small town brewery is the one who makes Not Your Father's Root Beer. Mm-hmm. And it's got a old, like an old-timey dude with a mustache in front of a barrel, a root beer barrel.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, that's the picture on the front. Alright, my phone reads midnight.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. So, yeah, I guess it's officially my birthday. Mom said I was born at like 8 a.m., so she said she was going to wake up. Gina said she's going to wake up at 8 a.m., wake me up, and like, tell me happy birthday, and I'm like, and
I know you hate being woken up.
I don't like it very much.
I'm surprised you don't get more, like when Wendell does it.
No. You don't like being woken up either.
I wish this wasn't $4.50 a bottle.
I know.
But I can see why it is. It's good.
Yeah.
How much is, this is 5% alcohol, how much is a beer?
Oh, there's various levels. I have to look at a beer bottle to tell you.
Oh.
So.
Thanks, Dad, even though you won't listen to my boo, our boo.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Alright, we're gonna go back to our show and finish our root beers.
Not your dad's root beer.
Yeah. And we will talk to everybody later. Pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.
Bye.